national security offense. Actually, it covers a number of different acts that may be caught by the corruption offenses. But if you consider the terms of the provision, which is Article 29, the collusion offense is an offense if a person steals, spies, obtains with payment, or unlawfully provides state secrets or intelligence concerning national security for a foreign country or an external element. It is also an offense if a person engages in activities such as requesting, conspiring with, receiving instructions, etc., from a foreign country or external element to commit certain specific types of acts, which are explicitly set out in Article 29. Those specific acts include, first, waging a war against China, using or threatening the use of force to seriously undermine the sovereignty, unification, and territorial integrity of China. Secondly, seriously disrupting the formulation and implementation of laws and policy of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government, which is likely to cause serious consequences. Thirdly, rigging or undermining an election in Hong Kong, which is likely to cause serious consequences. Fourthly, imposing sanctions or blockage or engaging in other hostile activities against Hong Kong Special Administrative Region or China. And lastly, provoking by unlawful means hatred among Hong Kong residents towards the Central People's Government or the Hong Kong SAR government, which is likely to cause serious consequences. So it is clear that to any well-informed person, when reading the terms of Article 29 of the National Security Law, that it does not preclude any interaction or communication between a Hong Kong resident or a Hong Kong institution or enterprise with others or their counterparts overseas. The prohibition under Article 29 relates only to acts that would endanger national security, which are clearly set out. So to emphasize the points that I'm making, in the enactment of the national security law, the National People's Congress already make it clear under Article 4 of the National Security Law that in enforcing the laws under the National Security Law to protect national security, it is necessary and is a legal requirement to take into account protection of human rights. This is my response to the question on collusion offenses. I would like to pass the floor to my colleagues. Shirley, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to members' questions. A member have asked about the smart prison in Dai Tam Gap. I'd like to highlight that in designing various smart prison projects and systems, the Correctional Services Department will protect the privacy of the persons in custody by following the strict requirements stipulated in the relevant laws and guidelines issued by the Office of the Privacy Commissioner for Personal Data. Regarding the toilet areas, it would be blurred in the system, and the blur